This is the Morning Hookup on ESPN Lincoln, FM 101.5, 1480 AM. I'm Will Wilson, joined by Theo Malone, about 3 minutes left here in the show. By the way, reminding you tonight, I do have a game. Tim Bob and myself, the C team, are heading out to Seward. Lincoln Christian heads out to Lincoln Seward, and we'll have that game over on KFOR starting around 7:10 or 7:15. I know the 7:20, I think, is around the start. So
a B versus C minus matchup, huh?
It's going to be a good one, heading out to Seward. So I know that's kind of a around the area where you grew up.
Seward was actually one of the teams we played against when I was in high school. I went to Crete, so had plenty of battles against the Seward Blue Jays.
Theo, tonight we got Nebraska ball in Michigan, 6 o'clock at PBA. If we win tonight, do we storm the court?
No.
You don't think so?
No. You don't storm the court.
I'm just saying, it's a conversation being tossed around right now.
No. I mean, we've had bigger wins in our history. I can remember being at Devaney when we beat was top ranked or number two Oklahoma State there in Devaney with Carl Hayes, Derek Chandler, guys like that. That's when you storm the court. I think Michigan's ranked what, 20th, 24th, somewhere 22nd, there.
Second maybe. Yeah.
Anyway, no, act like you've been there, be happy about it, ecstatic. But you know, man, rushing the court. Ohio State had reason to rush the court the other night, upsetting number one Duke at home. Beating a 22nd ranked team, that makes it sound like you just, where's our expectations that's the
right.
That's the pinnacle of what we do here. Yeah. Be happy about it, and quite frankly, I think it's quite possible we win tonight. What's really going to be the key for you folks listening, pass it on to the person in the cubicle next to you, the vehicle next to you at the stoplight. There's a lot of seats that are sold. And sometimes they all don't get filled up. Let's see if we can get that place rocking tonight. The team could really use it.
If we're passing the ball, moving without the ball, and making the threes, it's going to be close. You know, Michigan's good, though. They've already lost a few. They cannot afford to lose to Nebraska on the road tonight. For that reason, I think it's close to you. The spread's at 7. But for that reason, I'm going to go 81-76. Michigan wins tonight.
Okay. Obviously, rebounding, it's our Achilles heel. I think it will continue to be so. You know, we'll be able to maybe hopefully slow them down. We won't be able to stop their points in the paint, but we need to limit the amount of second chance points that they're going to get.
It's going to be tough. Dickinson, he is good.
I'm predicting that this is going to be the CJ Wilcher breakout show. And I'm taking us by 5, 68-63 in a lower-scoring game tonight.
That's Theo Malone. I'm Will Wilson. Find Theo Malone, his discussion page on Facebook, Husker Army. Theo, thanks for coming in. I'll
Absolutely.
See you tomorrow.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good. Tomorrow we will have Robin Washit on the show. And we'll talk a lot more about Nebraska football. Maybe we'll have a new hire. That's all tomorrow. The Jim Rome Show is next. Have a good one.